Right, well, I think it's about time that we got to chat to my guest, Helen. Good morning. So first up, it's a lovely sunny morning here, actually, in Cardiff itself. And let's just tell our lovely listeners where we are talking to you from.
I'm near Llantwit Major in the Vale of Glamorgan.
Very nice, too.
And we have the sun here as well.
You've got it there as well?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, you know.
Sharing itself about, yeah.
All these people saying there isn't going to be any summer. The news is it's happening today. 1st of August.
We've got it.
For an hour or two, and there we are. Thank you so much, Helen, for joining me on the phone to have
a little chat.
About the book Bully Goat Griff, which is going to be something I'm sure that's going to be of interest to our listeners, particularly those who've got children and grandchildren and so on. But let's just set the scene a little bit, if we may, because I think our lovely listeners need to know a little bit about your good self and the myriad of work that you've done down the years. And so let me allow you, in your own words, just to give us a quick resume of everything to do with Helen Latimer. I'll give you a whole 60 seconds if you like.
Oh my goodness me. Right, I'll start off with the fact that when I was young, one career path was never going to be enough for me.
Right.
I'm a very creative person. I decided I wanted to combine everything that I loved doing because I wanted to have a happy career. I wanted to really enjoy my work.
Mm-hmm.
I loved art and craft. I loved music. I loved drama. I loved acting. I loved writing. I loved performing. And I loved teaching as well.
Right.
So I really managed to pull all those strings together. I became a puppeteer. When I left school, I spent a couple of years on work experience at the Sherman Theatre in Cardiff,
okay.
and who were running a theatre studies course. And when I was there, I was actually introduced to puppetry with the wonderful caricature puppet theatre,
right.
and lots of acting work as well. It's very exciting. And I later went to drama school for 3 years, and then when I left, I became involved primarily with theatre and education work, so that teacher in me was very strong, you know, it was coming out. I was very much drawn towards anything to do with theatre and education, and especially theatre companies that were using puppets, because
right.
I discovered that the magic of puppets by now and realised that there was something very powerful and special about them.
Yes.
And so I really wanted to focus on those. And I also enjoyed my music. I became a music tutor with Community Music Wales. Again, involving teaching with music and working in the community with various groups that were doing music. So I enjoyed that very much. And I set up my own puppet theatre when I was living in Cardiff. It was called Splot Puppets because I was living in Splot at the time.
Right, yeah.
And that Splot Puppets then grew and grew, and that became Puppet Theatre Wales. And I even squeezed in a PGCE course so that I did become a qualified primary school teacher.
Wow.
So I've got my teaching bit in as well. I've done lots of tutoring work, all sorts of things. And so my puppetry has really helped me to focus on work within schools and libraries and theatres.
Surely,
I've done television as well. So, it's been very exciting. And I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. And now I've even become a published author. And that was a dream that came true for me very recently.
It seems to me that you've ticked most of the boxes, haven't you, Helen,
over
your career? Isn't that a really nice position to be in where you can
say,
you've sampled all of these things. And, you know, some you think, I want to push on with that. And others you can just say, I'm glad I tried that. So, you know, move on to something else. And there is just so much to be said for having a varied career,
and being happy with what you're doing and giving. I really feel I'm giving a lot as well in my work.
Excellent. So here we are talking this morning on the 1st of August about, as you say, a new facet to your career, being a published author and a children's book. And we do feature a lot of children's books and authors here on the show because I'm a huge advocate, obviously, of getting the kids to start reading or to be read to from as early an age as possible. And I always feel, and I don't think I'm far wrong, that it usually then leaves people with a lifelong love of reading and libraries and all of that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. And the ability to communicate well. And,
yes.
You know, wonderful. And empathy as well. Reading allows you, you know, opens up that world of understanding where people are coming from.
Surely,
so, yeah,
surely.
There's so much in it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So then, Helen, bully goat Griff, and you've got to make sure that we say it the right way around, because you know, there's a tendency to want to do it the other way, but bully as opposed to Billy in this instance. Mm-hmm. What gave you the idea then to come at your first children's novel and to look at that theme of bullying?
Right. Well, I think the teacher within me, again, yep. I know that there, schools often join in the anti-bullying campaigns. It's on an annual basis.
Sure.
About 75% of schools in Wales do this. So as a teacher, I was sort of very, very much aware of this issue and how important it is to address it with young children.
Yeah.
And right through primary school and beyond as well. So from that point of view, that the teacher in me was wanting to get something like that out. But also, it was a lockdown project. You know, my puppets were resting during lockdown.
Oh, indeed.
I literally was in the middle of a tour of the Three Billy Goats Gruff when Wallop, I couldn't, it all suddenly happened, sadly.
Yeah, the rug pulled from under you.
Absolutely, yeah. So that really was the first time in a very busy career and being a mum as well,
yeah.
And that I actually found the time and the space to think, right, I wanted to produce something for older children. I was writing a lot, doing a lot of script writing for the younger children, so the infant age range, because
yes.
I just loved working with sort of foundation, as it was then, infant age range. And I wanted to do something for the Key Stage 2, maybe Key Stage 3 children. So this is talking like 8 up to 14 years. So it was that sort of age group I really was interested in doing something for and writing for them. And the idea of, well, let's make it a book rather than a puppet show. Let's make it into a book. And I mean, there was the Sandied No Goats. Do you remember those? They were one mischievous, humorous qualities.
Sure.
Ideal characters. Character creation came from that, really. I thought, what a wonderful idea. So again, I had my puppet show that was already out, the Three Billy Goats Gruff, wanting to write for older children. Those Sandied No Goats were wonderful inspiration. And that teaching background, children's literacy was always high on my agenda. And I wanted to inspire boys as well as girls to read fiction. Yeah, boys tend to, they lose that pleasure in fiction from a certain age.
No, it's true.
Yeah, so I wanted to provide something that was going to attract boys to read as much as girls.
Understood.
Book for all.
And I mean, the interesting thing is, obviously, you alluded again there to COVID and the whole sort of lockdown period. But I found it remarkable over these last few months, having spoken to so many people who have been involved in the creative process in one way or another. Yeah. And actually, how big a part COVID played in
very
them pushing ahead with their work, as opposed
absolutely.
To it all being retarded.
Yeah, there's been a plethora, isn't there,
of
creativity and that. Because, sometimes it is very difficult to find that time and that space to get on with what you want to do.
Yes,
and
indeed,
that.
Indeed.
You're sort of very busy producing what you're doing. And
that's right.
It's a lovely period.
I think so. For people just to be able to take a breath, I mean, okay, granted, it maybe did last longer than anybody really wanted it to.
But, very much so.
But I do feel, as I say, it's sort of sent certain people off on completely different paths.
Absolutely,
and let's hope, of course, that in years to come, I mean, that will all bear fruit for them. And again, you've just mentioned the Llandudno Goats. And I mean, I spent a very couple of happy summers up in Llandudno in the early 70s. When my dear old dad was doing a couple of summer seasons in Colwyn Bay. And I remember Llandudno so well. And I mean, when I saw them on the TV, I thought, yes, I can just see them marching down Mostyn Street there in Llandudno, coming down from the Great Orm or the Little Orm or whichever one it was. And you think, wow, I mean, that's just typical of Wales, isn't it? Nowhere
isn't
else
it?
Really would that happen.
So, and it's lovely that we've got something positive as well.
Yeah.
Out of the dreadful thing that COVID was.
Absolutely.
It's so good to know that, we can see something positive from all of
Surely. Yeah. So goats clearly have played a big part in your life over the last couple of years.
They have now,
yeah.
Ever since I penned the book. Yeah.
So what's the gist of the story without giving too much away? I mean, we've already trailed a little few lines to people to give them a little taster, but what can you tell us?
Well, it's a Snowdonia Mountain billy goat called Griff, and he becomes a bit of a celebrity in Snowdonia, and he poses for all the tourists, and everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. But then he becomes a little bit spoilt and becomes a bit selfish, and he actually ends up turning into a bully to get whatever he wants.
All so
he
right.
becomes greedy for fame.
Yes.
And that. And he is a magnificent goat, but of course he's magnificent on the outside, and you know, but there's something else going on the inside, and that's what's really important. So, yeah, got the mess of the anti-bullying theme there,
right.
And it's written from the viewpoint of the bully as well. I have a friend who's a librarian who gave me a lot of tips actually when
yes.
I was writing and sending her the manuscripts. And she said she liked that it was written from the viewpoint of the bully rather than from the person being bullied.
Well, that's an interesting angle.
It is interesting, yeah. So it's about his feelings, what happens to him. So he actually ends up isolated and lonely, and none of the other goats want to have anything to do with him, except there's one tiny goat called Kev the Kid, and he doesn't give up on him. He tries to show Griff how to behave in a more acceptable manner. So that we have a message coming through about friendship and being there for your friends and not giving up on them, and also finding the good in someone. It's very easy to write someone off and go, I don't like that person, that awful. But it's so important to see, let us find the good bits in there. Let's draw those out and let's praise them for the good bits.
Absolutely.
So Griff is still stomping around, you know, being magnificent.
Right.
And a job opportunity arises. The Royal Taff Regiment in Wales need a new goat mascot. And it's the first duty for that new goat mascot would be to lead out the band and the Welsh rugby team onto the pitch at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff for a Six Nations match against England. It's one brilliant job. Every goat wants it. And, you know, and the question is, will Griff get the job? Because, he's magnificent. He looks fantastic on the outside, but can he change? Can he become a magnificent goat on the inside? And will he get those necessary characteristics for the job? So the next message there is about being your best. So not necessarily being the best, but being your best and striving to reach your own personal potential. So that's the messages in the book. And that's will he get the job? Will he change?
Well, there we are.
Will Kev help him?
This is what people will have to buy the book for to find out, aren't they? Yeah. Now, I also mentioned to our lovely listeners a little bit earlier on that I know you're going to be doing some stuff in Cardiff now this week on the 5th, and that's going to involve some of your puppets as well.
Absolutely, yes. If you fancy a signed copy of the book, and there's going to be plenty of other books as well.
Sure.
Candy Jar Books will have a pop-up shop on the Hayes all day on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So do pop along, and I'm going to be there with some of my puppets as well.
Excellent.
So, it will be wonderful to meet people. And,
fabulous. So, and are you more or less going to be there all day, or are you just there for a couple of hours?
Hopefully, I should be there for most of the day.
Right. Excellent.
Plenty of opportunity.
Well, it's a lovely opportunity for people to come along and meet you and say hello. And as you say, buy a copy of the book, get it signed, and bring the kids along to see some of the puppets as well.
Yeah, nice summer read.
Well, this is what we want to try to push over these next few weeks on the programme here, having other authors like your good self on, talking in the main about children's book, young people's books and so on. So with that in mind, I mean, what sort of age range would you say you're pitching this book at?
I would say sort of from maybe 8 to 14.
Okay.
Although I've met plenty of people, older people, adults that have enjoyed it as well.
Excellent.
So it's been lovely. It's a,
why not?
Yeah, but even younger children would very much enjoy. A lot of schools have it as a reader, and the teacher is reading to the
children.
I'm
sure.
Great,
Now, the question is, who have you used as guinea pigs for this book? I mean, have you some grandchildren or friends, children or whatever that you've sort of, I'll try it out on them.
Well, friends, children, yes.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, I've got my own son.
Yeah.
Friends' children were brilliant. And I say my friend who's a librarian as well, who had a really good idea about, And you know, and I mean, books.
The thing is with children, there's no half measures, is there? I mean, they either like it or they don't.
Is it? I was very brave. I said, here's the manuscript, you know, and tell me what you think and that. And the response was just amazing. I was just, just so delighted.
Fantastic.
They said I laughed out loud.
And, wow.
You know, and they read it together as a family.
Yeah.
You know, at bedtime and that. And it was just lovely because I want people to laugh. I want them to have, you know, it's a lot of humour in the book.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes, yes.
And that you know, I took a lot of joy writing it, and I hope that people get a lot of joy reading it.
And let's be honest, there really is no more special time than having a parent or a grandparent or a guardian, whatever it is, reading to a little one, and the little one being hooked, because the bond
moment.
Is magical, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
So, the question is, what's next then? I mean, after Bully Goat, will there be a follow-up?
I'm literally in the process of editing the next book.
Right.
So it's going to be all about dogs, this one.
I was going to say, can you tell us more? Or was it under wraps? So we're looking at the world of the canines.
It is a little bit under wraps at the moment.
All right, well, don't say too much.
I was inspired by the Canine Cafe down Barry Island.
You
know, the dogs that go in and out of there. And the,
sure.
Again, I just look for potential characters and that, oh, dogs are so funny. And yeah, so...
Of course.
It'll be a little... It's a book really about inclusion. I think that's
super.
The biggest
super.
Message.
I mean, the fact that you have had so much experience, Helen, over the years in different facets of teaching, learning, and then entertainment and all these areas, I mean, makes you really very, very qualified to come up with these sorts of ideas. But it's wonderful, isn't it, that you can still find so many of these ideas just in everyday life around you.
Oh, it's just, yeah, absolutely. Well, once you, of course, now that I've started writing, you get hooked on it as well. You think, oh, that'll be good. And,
and
literally just things you hear as people pass you by. And you just sit down and look around.
Yeah, now there's an idea. So now, if people want to know more, where do they need to find out stuff? Now, do you have, for instance, a Facebook page? Do you have a Twitter account? Do you have your own website? Da-di-da-di-da.
Well, I have my Puppet Wales website. If anyone wanted to contact me directly, they can contact me at info@puppetwales.co.uk.
Right. Okay.
I've done a lot of author visits to schools and libraries and that. So if anyone's interested in that, there's a website. It's under construction at the moment.
Excellent.
I'm a bit slow, you know.
Not at all, Helen.
To social media, I've got to catch up, you know.
Haven't we all, Helen? So,
And of course, you know, there's the Candy Jar website.
We do need to give a big thumbs up, obviously, to Sean and all the rest of the gang,
absolutely.
Karen and Will at Candy Jar, because
the work they're doing,
remarkable, isn't it?
It's absolutely wonderful. It was a very exciting moment that I was researching publishers in Wales, because I wanted it to be a book for the children in Wales.
Yes.
I wanted it to, you know, contribute specifically to the children's literature in Wales and write something that reflects Welsh culture that's relevant to them.
Surely.
And my research, I came across Candy Jar and got in contact, and Sean Russell came back very, very swiftly with a lot of interest, and lovely, and matched me up with the most fantastic illustrator, Patrick Coombe.
Right.
Oh my goodness, it was so exciting to see these illustrations come through via email.
Yeah.
So what a talented team they are, all of
fabulous.
Them. I'm doing an amazing job producing this wonderful literature for our children.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
Well, Helen, as expected, time has beaten us. We could talk forever, but I have to say it's time to go. But thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Let's hope perhaps you can come on the program in person. Maybe in a few months' time, when you can tell us a little bit more about the next project. But obviously, I wish you all the very, very best with Bully Goat Griff, and your appearance in Cardiff on Saturday as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, I shall give the details out about the book again before the end of the show. But you have a really, really good day, Helen, and look forward to catching up again with you very soon.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Cheers then.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.